Profound self-education is now more important than ever. As a human being, you are to grow all the way up until you become a great being and make lasting and positive contributions to humankind. But nobody who has any control or leadership, especially when it's inauthentic or ill-gotten, wants you to be an independent thinker. We may tolerate advertising because we can tell when it's happening. We can always look away, even from an ATM machine. But automation, powerful computers, and artificial intelligence, and not just language models, but the new stuff, can make advertising imperceptible. And a good example of that is manipulating other users also watched, or bought, or listened, or visited section on your favorite website. We can't tell when recommendations or even rating systems become carefully arranged by powerful programs or organizations. First, they will just try to make money. But later, as the case always is, they will attempt to sway public opinion, beliefs, wants, aims, hopes, and dreams. Our only way out of these kinds of imperceptible manipulations is powerful, authentic, profound and independent self-education. Don't let anybody tell you what to study. Follow your own curiosities. Here, you don't have to memorize and pretend that you know something. When you are learning on your own, at your own pace, in a sequence that matches your existing knowledge, you are just going on a great adventure. You begin comprehending, cherishing what you know. And profound self-education just happens to be the only way towards greatness. And greatness is a universal. No one will ever convince you that growing all the way up to become a great being is bad for you or a waste of life. Machines, be they corporate or AI, will try to trick you that greatness is rare, that brilliance and genius is completely out of your reach. Just who do you think you are? Even schools do a pretty good job at making you think that your grades define your level of intelligence. Yikes. But all of that is actually a lot more difficult, a lot heavier than you just shrugging it all and going hiking, exploring, and setting off on a quest to grow up for real. We can tell greatness from lies. It's in our soul, in our heart. We have no difficulty telling dead ends or prisons with invisible walls from beautiful infinite horizons. But we must put ourselves out there where wisdom resides. We have to step into the crossroads where you can feel the difference between manipulation and greatness. You need a backpack, and all the narrated books that all the great beings love. And you need to feel adventure and freedom all around you. You need to search for your greatness and thus your meaning. You will be safe once you taste the power of your creativity, your brilliance, and your genius. The resulting wisdom and courage will make you unmovable, unshakable, unbreakable.